Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today we want to talk a little bit about preparing a defense, or be prepared for defense. As we are going to refer to this scripture here from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. Even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed, and do not fear the intimidation, and do not be troubled. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence, and keep a good conscience, so that the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ, will be put to shame. Now, we are going to focus on that one section, but I do want to just provide a brief commentary. The first thing we see in here is that there are times that we suffer for doing what is right. Those are particularly those times that we simply place our trust in Christ. We pray about it. We pray for the enemies who persecute us. That is critically what we need to do. Do not fear their intimidation or be troubled. Instead, what we do is we sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts. And as those people are persecuting us for doing what is right, we will show and demonstrate this deep hope within ourselves that skipping over the verse we're going to talk about, it gets down to the bottom. Those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. It becomes very easy when you're doing nothing but good behavior and you're still being reviled by the world around you. Those are the types of things that we want to look at and want to have manifest. Titus actually has a very similar section in Titus chapter 2 where he's instructing him to be reverent in all things so that those people who hate the believers will be put to shame. And the first that we want to really focus on the most is always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you. What the thing about this particular verse is it is a deeply personal verse. This isn't a theological out there. This isn't a training course on the gospel, although a part of that is important. What this is ultimately, though, is a personal thing, a personal defense. There are some things in more the sometimes you might consider the softer side of Christianity that people are like, well, no one can ever refute your testimony. There is a point of that is true. Okay, I look at the ability to share your story of Christ is a very good thing. You should know how to do that in a 2-minute story. You should know how to do that in a 5-minute story. You should know how to do that over a dinner conversation. You should always have a way to tell your story in Christ. And in the midst of this, though, is the gospel presentation. But this is the verse here, if you look at that verse once again, it is a deeply personal thing. Let me repeat that part again. Listen for that personal element. Always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you. Now, as you become a believer, maybe you are struggling with some sin and you're like, I don't know how to overcome this, and you're not a believer yet. There are some sins that God will simply rip out of your heart the moment you are saved. That seems to be how he works. And I know a lot of people who say that. Like, our lives are a wreck, okay? It is true. Particularly prior to Christ, our lives are a wreck. We're always dealing with something we know is a problem. We got to figure out how to solve that particular problem. We just don't know what to do with it. Our life is a wreck. Those of us who recognize that in humility and come to Christ, God usually takes one of those big things and just rips it right on out of our life. Now, we still deal with a lot of other stuff. That is absolutely true. We never reach this, wow, all of my problems are solved because I've come to Jesus. That's not Christianity you're talking about, okay? But as we do this, that amazing testimony inside yourself is that thing that goes out and is that defense that is for us. So as you are talking to people and you can have tremendous hope, and right now you can look at our world is divided, our world is splintered, there's hatred all over the place. We are living in a world where simply driving a certain model of car can get somebody to walk up and spit in your face. What in the crazy unhinged lunacy is this? And when you nod your head, wipe them off, and then hand them the tissue so they can wipe out the dribble that handed over here and say, God bless you, and walk away, and aren't reviled or things like that, aren't confrontatory or things like that, that is a tremendous hope. And even if you're not going to reach that crazy person, because they really have a spirit of the devil in them and they're not going to be reached, but other people around you might see that response and go, wow, how'd you do that? And I remember there was a case like that when I was working at Burger King, my first real paid job, and I was out there and they said, hey, you need to take the hose out there and clean stuff off. And there was a guy in there eating who was almost the identical person as my mother's husband. And he was a real creep. If you read my book, Half My Life, I tell some stories about that guy. And this guy that's in there eating, he's like all mad about, I'm spraying the hose, not even near or on his car. I'm just in the somewhat vicinity. I'm spraying a hose towards the building and his truck is parked in the parking lot. So my manager comes out and says, hey, can you go and do something on this side? Well, for a little bit until this guy leaves. I'm like, sure, no problem. I go out. And as I'm still out there doing stuff, and I'm like probably 18 at the time, maybe 19. I think I was 18 at the time. And I'm just spraying over. And this guy leaves. And he comes out and he just starts screaming and berating, like swearing at me and all this kind of stuff. And he was kind of a big dude. And I nod my head. I hope you have a wonderful day, sir. And another guy who comes out at the same time sees this is like, wow, what happened there? Like, are you okay? I was like, oh yeah, that guy's just like my mother's husband. I know how to deal with that guy. You know, now that didn't turn into a gospel presentation. I wasn't a Christian at that time, but that's the type of thing that when you handle a bad circumstance well, you will gain the attention of other people around you and they will come up and they're genuinely curious. And if you go through some circumstance, like somebody comes by and pretends to have a Haktua girl on your face because you're driving a certain model of car, and you wipe it all off and you help them out and you, God bless you, and you don't show a rowel, and somebody sees that and comes up like, wow, I would have knocked his block off. You can at that point in time say, you know what? I have a great God and he has saved me. And there is nothing that a demon-possessed person can do that's going to hurt my heart and hurt my day and ruin my day. And I have this tremendous hope because there is this amazing God and he has transformed my life and he has shown me the way of eternal salvation. And there's nothing that crazy person can do to change any of that. You have just produced a person that says, I want what you have. Now, that is where Peter is getting at with this particular point. And so it starts when you have one of those circumstances. You need to know your personal story. And in the writing and authoring circles, we talk about, you know, getting your latest book and you introduce yourself. Oh, yeah, I'm a writer. And says, oh, what do you write? You should have a 2-minute, you should have a 5-minute, you should have a 10-minute explanation about what you do, who you are, and what you write. It's the same thing for being a Christian. You should have a 2-minute way of sharing the gospel, and like your story. You should have a 5-minute way of sharing your story. You should have a 10-minute way of sharing your story, depending on your circumstance. And I just had a lunch or a dinner with a pastor the other day, and he's like, well, tell me about your story. So we're having a meal, so I go for the slightly longer version, and it was a wonderful conversation that we had. So once we do that, we open the door to be able to share the gospel. Even if evangelism is not your strong suit, and I am not an evangelist. It is not a gift I have. I'm not particularly good at it. I am a discipler, if you haven't noticed. Okay, I like taking people who know they want to follow Christ and try as best as possible to explain the complicated doctrines of following Christ. That's really where I'm gifted at. But we all are called at times to be an evangelist. So we have to know how to share the gospel. And I'll let you look up these different elements. There's like the Romans Road. I think it's a little cheesy, but hey, if it works for you, go ahead and share the Romans Road. And just from memory, you know, we are all of us have sinned. The wages of sin is death, but God came. You know, there's this, just a series of simple verses in Romans. I don't personally like that method simply because the gospel is deeper and richer and fuller and a lot less based on your choice. I think the gospel is a whole lot more transactional. It's a whole lot more of a longer decision. It's a more difficult circumstance That's why I prefer kind of to walk through the Gospels, spending a couple days on it, a couple weeks on it, if possible. I am never a guy that's going to press you. What do you think? Do you want to pray and receive Jesus Christ right now? I'm sorry, I don't find that in the scriptures. But the point of the matter is that we can get to the point where we can help somebody along, which starts with sharing the hope that is within us. So we have to have a balance of personal experience and knowledge of the gospel. And that is exactly what Peter commands us to always be ready to do. Plan it, practice it. Many churches have like an evangelism course. It would be worth going through that just so you can get some of these pieces and always be ready to share the gospel in every way you possibly can. So there is what we want to mention there. I talked about my book there, Half My Life, the story about how Christ captured my soul. That is the long pitch for how I became saved. If you're interested in that, you can pick it up anywhere. You can buy a book online. It's called Half My Life. And I'll leave a link down below where you can find more details about it and get the ISBN number. And we do have the links to several places I know it's out there as well. So have a look at that. Thanks for watching and hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.